Muscovy, seven fast from dying. John Mulligan, that rifle fight over on. Sporting time.
Sporting time, children!
Whenever he would come around, 'cause these damn blue-colored twiggers, they're beloved in this town. Hey. Out here hunting snake now. They try to tell them different, but you know I ain't no clown, 'cause these damn blue colored twiggers, they're the backbone of this town.
Hey-ya. Hey-ya.
Canadian brothers. How the hell are you this fine semi-sunny day? Oh, we got treats. We have acres and acres of treats for each and every one of you. You've paid your hard-earned money. You came to see a goddamn show. Well, a goddamn show is what we're here to give you, folks. And you may ask yourself, who's this guitar playing sons of bitch? It's a question common asked. On his head, a bucket of chicken bones. On his face, a placid mask. He's the bastard son of a preacher man. On the town, he left a stain. They made him hide in the chicken house to try and hide their own shame, because he was born in a coop, raised in a cage. Children fear him, critics rage. He's half alive, he's half dead. Folks just call him Buckethead. You know, we're about to do a song called Jerry Was a Race Car Driver.
But before we move along, I'm noticing that there's a few overzealous individuals who think that they should throw hard objects up here upon my stage. And, you know, whatever, to each his own. But it is a commonly known fact that people that have the urge to huck, I've said it before several million times, huck things at individuals, you know, trouncing around on stage, is a sign of small and very insignificant genitalia. So if you have small and insignificant genitalia, keep it to yourself. It's not something you want to let get out to the masses. Now, Jerry was race car. Driver at the pizza, Hillside number one, with a blue seat sticker on his 442.
Yeah.
It's how it's been. Cause I'm the most boring sons of bitch you've ever seen. I dress in blue, yes, navy blue. From head to toe, I'd rather drip set my patent shoes. I make them shine most of the time. Except the day my feet were shot upon by this friend of mine. 6'2" and rude as hell. Gotta get him in the ground before it starts to smell. My name is Mud. We'll be right back.
Keep on sniffing till your brain goes pop. 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 Keep on sniffing till your brain goes pop.
One, two, one, two, three. Too many puppies. I'm being shot in the dark. Too many puppies. Lots and not too far. Friends. The past few months we've been cooped up in a room up in Northern California recording semi-quality music for your entertainment pleasure. So for the first time in Canada, we're gonna play the title track of the new album, which will be out sometime in the near future. This is called The Anti-Pop. We'll be right back.
I was born in a thousand different princes can dance into the storm. I lay cradle bound, a howling at the wind. I know when years to come I'd be shouting over till I suck the maze through the holes in my skull. As my bed and others pondering, my mouth is always full. I am Hansen Pop already, it's a break of the day I drop. I am Hansen Pop already, it's a break of the day I drop. The man, as a young man, I burned into the tool, but the stench of all that pretense I cannot muddle through. I lay on my back and scan the radio. All that comes out of my speakers is a steady still flow. I suck information from the holes in my skull as my belly goes pumping. My mouth is always full. I'm already gets a break of the day I drop. I am anti-pop, already gets a break of the day I drop. I am anti-pop, already gets a break of the day I drop. I am the anti-pop, the man you got stopped.
We'd like to take you way back, way back. Years ago, a friend of mine got strung out on something called crack cocaine. Was not a very pleasant experience for any of us, but it did make one fuck of a song. Yeah!
Equals a lose. My ass, my breath, my words, my sweat, some deceit. Oh, tomorrow, like the leather and my best is intact. Well, it was just me, oh, and me. I'm a small football, football, and said we was coming on down. Pick him up. Then he said, hey, snap it, Avery. Coming on, but if we can't bring a friend, his name is Harold. I said,
debris. With the old Stanley, Harold, the Rocks, and me. We hopped in my dark, head for the night break to see a man they call Squiddy D. Well, he's a friendly guy. He rambles on and on. He'll talk about all his awful rhinosaurs. Fact is, just a
Stand for
this guy is pretty bizarre, Gus.
Yeah.
Brady finally succumbed to the ways of peril. And in doing so, each gave just a little bit of his soul away. What a couple of dumb shits.
You like Primus? Let me hear you make one more big noise for Primus!